This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A lawsuit by an Aurora police officer fired over a photo mocking Elijah McClain's fatal encounter with police has been dismissed. Jason Rosenblatt claimed he was denied his right to an independent review board. He and two other officers were dismissed over photos taken in front of a memorial to McClain, showing one officer performing a fake chokehold. Rosenblatt received the photo in a text and responded, "Ha ha." The annual congressional baseball game is tonight after last year's postponement due to the pandemic. CPR's Megan Verlee reports Colorado Democrat Ed Perlmutter is in the lineup.
Officially, Representative Perlmutter will be playing outfield. Unofficially?
I'm the designated heckler. I yell at everybody.
Perlmutter is Colorado's only congressman on the team this year. The game pits members of the two parties against each other.
And Democrats have won for about the last 10 years. But our star pitcher went into the Biden administration.
Women in Congress play on a bipartisan softball team, which Perlmutter helps coach. Their big game against journalists is next month. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The state reactivated a center today to help nursing homes, hospitals, correctional facilities, and others deal with COVID-related staffing problems. The Staffing Shortage Fusion Center was first activated during last year's coronavirus surge, filling nearly 5,000 shifts in 58 facilities around Colorado. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.